Well, you're probably thinking that that looks pretty easy. Is that all there is to writing pipelines? And basically, that's about it. Although with over 100 stages, the challenge is finding the right stage to do the piece of work that you have in mind. Stages are categorized different ways. This screen talks about our device drivers, the reading and writing of records. The first group is the interfaces to the files. There's a less than sign which will read the records from a file and pass them on to the pipelines. There's the greater than sign that takes the records from the pipeline and writes them to the file. And then there's the double greater than, which will not only write them to a file, but it appends them to the file. The next group are things that deal with device drivers or storage. Those are stages like printer, punch, printmc, and storage. They deal with the virtual machines, printer, punch, and reader, and the virtual machine storage. If you happen to be writing your pipeline from Rex, you can bring Rex variables into your pipeline or pass them back out of your pipeline, and you can also deal with the keyboard stack using var to do a variable, stem to do a stemmed array, and stack to write things to or take things off of the keyboard stack. You can issue commands for CP and CMS using the CP and CMS stages. If the pipeline you are running happens to be in an XEdit macro, you can use the XEdit stage to obtain information from the file that you are editing or to write information into the file that you're editing. You can get data from the console or return data, write data to the console using the console macro. Or if you just have data you want to put specifically in the pipeline, you can use the literal stage, and this is particularly useful for doing headings.